Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Open lines, 248-539-9797. All right, we found the soundbite. All right, so a Gator brought it. Well, first a caller brought up that, you know, the Lions, you know, they're not going to stand pat. I can't imagine they're going to stand pat. I have faith that Brad Holmes is going to make a trade. And we talked about how they're not sleeping at the wheel, that somebody on Twitter has suggested to us. And Gator made the point that yesterday, the Dan Campbell interview, he mentioned that, you know, when things get serious, Brad will bring something to me. And Jim Costa asked a follow-up question about, has he brought anything to you so far? And Gator thinks he said,
oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to play the clip, you know, of Costa asking, you know, does Campbell have serious input? And then in that clip, Costa will follow up.
Okay, let's hear it.
Oh, yeah! Yeah, he has. Hell yeah, he has. Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah, we're talking about stuff. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yep. Look out, come through a brick wall. Oh, yeah! Hell yeah. Come on.
Can we hear the
Is this going to happen? Yeah, it is.
Can we hear the
you
end of
You bet your ass it's going to happen. We're going to make a trade. We're getting players. We're going to get better. Oh, yeah. Is he talking? Yeah, he's talking. I got a lot of homework I got to do, guys. Let me get off this call. Got to look at some players. Woo! Yeah! Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Goes all Macho Man. Yeah, Kool-Aid, Macho Man, the whole bit.
Can we just hear the end and see if we agree with Gator's interpretation of what he said there? That's not Dan Campbell.
Oh, yeah. Listen.
I don't want to misinterpret. I do think you might be slightly overselling it.
Brad Holmes talked to me, told me you got to look at these two players. And I said, oh, yeah, I'm going to look at the players. I'm going to find the guy who's going to make a better play on this team. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do we have the very end?
I'd have to cut it and... Just this system is not that like that. Right. It's just like I'd have to do the whole cut. It'd ruin the whole thing for everybody.
Fair enough.
But I don't know why you want me to replay. Gator is literally just giving you
I'm
the
just
reenactment.
Telling you exactly what happened.
Yes.
I'm just breaking it down for you.
So not asleep at the wheel.
No, not asleep at the wheel. Wide awake. Fully caffeinated. Hasn't slept in days.
Yes.
Doing his homework.
Oh, pow, pow, right? Double shot?
Yeah.
Isn't that?
Then another double shot. Then another double shot.
Mm-hmm.
Man's had 16 shots of espresso in the last 6 hours.
Probably. So I'm moving on to Harold Landry as the most likely player to be added. Most likely impact, like kind of bigger name. Wouldn't take a mega deal. I think he's good enough to help, but not so good that it would be too costly. As the guy that's kind of the high end of what they could get.
I don't know if he's the perfect fit for the Lions or not. I mean, different schemes run over there. He's a different position. He's productive as a player for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy who coached him for the last couple of years on that defensive line is now the defensive line coach for the Lions, so he has a pretty good idea. As Dan Campbell, have you talked to Terrell Williams about players you would bring in? Yeah! Yeah. Now he's all James Hetfield from Metallica. Yeah.
I was getting a little Collective Soul.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to need you to make a trade.
Peter, what's happening? We lost Hutch for the year. Going to need some people to kind of double up and be more productive. So if you could just go ahead and do some research on some trade candidates from other teams, really appreciate it. Oh, and another thing, we're going to need you to come in on Saturday, too.
To make the trade. You know what I love?
Gotta get things up to speed.
I love in the middle of this, we get feedback, and your show is nothing but nonsense. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. At times. Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. These are Piston bold-ass predictions. The Pistons have two all-stars, Cade and Tobias. That's from Jacob and Celine. Come on. Is that crossing the line?
I think it's crossing the line.
Dumb.
Bold-ass take. Bronny James sets a season high in points when he scores 22 against the Pistons.
I really hope not. That would suck.
Let me revamp it.
Did he even score 22 points total in college?
Let me revamp it. Bold-ass prediction. Bronny James sets a season high in points with 4 against the Pistons.
Now that I would agree with.
Bold-ass prediction. At least one of Ivy, Duren, or Assur won't be with the team after the deadline. It's from Jake and Evan. Jaden Ivey will win Most Improved Player Award. Bold-ass prediction. The Pistons' win percentage will be higher than Javi Baez's batting average.
I think that's probably pretty obvious.
That's right. I'm really excited to see Assur Thompson's development and if he takes a step offensively. If his offense can even rival his defense, he will be scary good.
Well, one of my takeaways from yesterday after talking with Langdon and Bickerstaff was, I forget which one it was, talked about Assur Thompson.
I think it was Tobias Harris, actually.
Was it Tobias Harris? Mm-hmm. I forget which one. One of the three guys talked about saying this guy has more talent and is just he's a stud out there and can't wait to see him, you know, fulfill that and live up to the talent. I'm intrigued, you know, as we heard from Assur Thompson going into last year, and he's an incredible athlete. He's a finisher, he runs a floor and plays above the rim and all this stuff. And, you know, you saw flashes of that. But like anybody, if you can find a way to be consistent and build off of what you have, you're going to be better. But that was some pretty high praise out of the blue
for a player Assur Thompson. They have inherited.
Yeah.